Hello, good evening.
Begin.
Yes, hello, my name is Joshua, calling from Washington Opinion Surveys. May I speak to Galina?
Galina.
Yeah, oh, no worries, I can speak with you then as well. We're conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, or internet, or television?
No.
Okay, we can definitely go ahead and continue in that case. And, okay, so just bear with me for a moment, please. Are you registered to vote in Washington?
I think so, yeah.
Yes, okay. I know it's still a way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote? Probably vote. Are the chances 50-50?
Yes.
Or will you probably not vote?
Yeah.
Okay. Would you say definitely or probably vote?
Yeah, I will vote. Yeah, definitely.
Definitely vote, right?
If I'm still alive, I will vote.
Definitely, I understand, sir. And what is your age, please?
70.
Thank you very much. Just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask what's your race? White, Caucasian, Black, African American, Hispanic, Latino, Asian?
White, Caucasian.
White, you are. Okay, thank you. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an Independent, or something else?
Republican.
Okay, would you say strong Republican or not so strong?
Strong
Republican, right? Thank you. Now, thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with this direction in which the country is headed?
Not satisfied.
Okay. Would you say just dissatisfied or very dissatisfied?
Just dissatisfied.
Sorry?
Dissatisfied.
Dissatisfied only, right? Thank you. And generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
Disapprove.
Strongly disapprove or somewhat disapprove?
Strongly disapprove.
I understand. Thank you. And generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way Marie Glazenkamp Perez is handling her job as congresswoman?
I don't know. I don't know about that.
You haven't heard about her, or would you say strongly disapprove or strongly approve?
No, I
don't know, right?
I don't know about
her. No, I was thinking about the issues the country is facing now. Which of the following would you say is the most important issue for your member of Congress to focus on? You can select up to two. Fighting inflation and lowering costs, growing the economy and creating jobs, border security, combating threats to our democracy, improving roads, bridges, and infrastructure, protecting and strengthening Social Security and Medicare, improving K-12 education, protecting abortion and reproductive rights, climate change and protecting the environment, or reducing crime and gun violence.
Well, to answer. Too many to answer.
Oh, but you just have to select two.
Border
security is one. Okay.
And inflation.
And fighting inflation and lowering costs. Thank you so much. Now I'd like to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which a 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, a 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of that person or organization, please say so. Raul Garcia, from 0 to 100.
Don't know about him.
Okay, so you haven't heard of him, right? Or you don't know about it?
No, I don't. No.
Okay, you haven't heard about him, right? Okay, got it. How about Marie Glossenkamp Perez?
Same.
You have never heard. How about Joe Kent? From 0 to 100?
I heard the name, but I'm not sure who it is.
You're not sure of who he is? Would you use between 0 or 100 in that case, based on what you heard?
I heard the name, but I'm not sure who he is and what he's doing.
You probably have no opinion about him, right?
No opinion.
Okay.
Right, yeah.
How about Joe Biden, between 0 to 100?
Maybe 20.
20. Okay. Mm-hmm. About Maria Cantwell?
No. Don't know about her. No, never heard about her.
Don't know about her. How about Donald Trump?
He's 70.
Thank you. Woke liberals in Congress?
Who's it?
Woke liberals in Congress.
Liberals in Congress? I don't understand. What is that?
Woke liberals in Congress?
Woke.
WOKA. It's an organization.
No, I don't know about that. That's right. No, I don't have an opinion. No.
You don't have an opinion, right? And how about MAGA Republicans?
MAGA.
From 0 to 100?
At least it's about same like Trump, 17, 18. At least they care about America, not about foreign countries.
Right,
they don't
70, right?
Spend money. They don't spend money on the wars, thousands of miles away from American borders.
I understand. They're
destroying both of my countries. Russia and Ukraine, I'm from Russia, and I'm Ukraine to both. America is destroying both countries.
I understand. If they
pay the same money, they're spending on sending weapons
That's
over there, if they spend that money on developing Ukraine and Russia, on helping them build economy, spending the same money. Would it be nice better? All people would be...
You would stay with
alive.
70 though, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
100% with 70. My strong opinion is America in debt helping the war, helping the wars going on.
Correct.
It's very wrong. It's very wrong.
The election for president were held today, sir, would you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump?
Trump.
Thank you so very much. And if the election for Congress in Washington's 3rd District were held today, would you vote for Democrat Marie Glossenkamp Perez or Republican Joe Kent?
Kent.
Joe Kent, right. Thank you. Just bear with me for a moment. Okay. And even though you are not supporting Marie Glossenkamp Perez now, what are the chances that you might support her for Congress in November 2024? Is there a fair chance that you might support Glossenkamp Perez? A small chance? Just a very slight chance? Or no chance at all that you might support her?
It depends on her agenda, what she's going to do.
Okay, I understand. So would you say then there's a fair chance, a small chance, no chance at all, or just a very slight chance?
Slight chance.
A very slight
chance. Do I have the right to work to vote for Democrats because I'm a registered Republican?
Okay. So, yeah, there is just a very small chance, a very slight chance, I understand, right?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Your opinion is important. Mm-hmm. Next, I'd like to ask you about some qualities and attributes that some people consider important in their member of Congress. For each of the following statements, please tell me how important that is to you on a scale from 0 to 10. Use a 0 if you don't think it is important at all. A 5 if you think it is somewhat important. Or a 10 if you think it is an extremely important quality or attribute in your member of Congress. You may use any number between 0 and 10. A fighter for the working class. From 0 to 10.
Who is a fighter? Yeah, just any fighter?
That's a quality or an attribute. Would you say that's not important of a member of the Congress? Someone that is a fighter for
it's important. It's important.
Okay, would you say in that case extremely important means 10 or 9, 8, 7? How important on that scale is?
5.
5. Somewhat important maybe, right? Okay, 5. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
How about a leader who understands our way of life in southwestern Washington and will work to protect it? From 0 to 10.
I have lived in Washington State only less than 2 years, and I'm not quite familiar with what's going on here.
Oh, no, I understand. But what I mean is, would you say between 0 to 10, how important it is a leader who understands our way of life in southwestern Washington, and that will protect
mm-hmm.
how
it's
important.
Very important.
Is it a 10? Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
Extremely important. How about a leader who will fight back against the threats to our rights and freedoms? 0 to 10.
Leader who will fight against?
Who will fight back against the threats to our rights?
Oh, fight back against the threats. Yeah, it's very important. 10.
10, right, thank you. How about someone who will defend abortion and women's right to choose?
It's very controversial, you know. I don't know
yeah.
about the right to choose, because on one hand, women have the right to choose. On the other hand,
mm-hmm.
abortion,
I remember you can use a 5, a 4, if you think it's a 4, a 6. Is it closer to somewhat important or not important?
It's somewhat important, yeah, 5.
Maybe a 5, right, thank you.
Five.
And how about...
Uh-huh. Maybe women say different, but the men say different.
Maybe, but your opinion is important to us, sir. No worries, so
uh-huh.
we really care about your opinion.
Five.
How about
yeah.
someone you can trust? Someone you can trust from 0 to 10.
You want me to tell us some name or what?
No, just an attribute. It's an attribute of a member of the Congress. If you trust in that person, would you say it's extremely important or not important at all? From 0 to 10.
Yeah, it's important. It's important. What? 1. From 0 to 10, maybe 7.
Maybe 7?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much. Now, I am going to read a few statements that some people have made about one of the candidates running for Congress. In this case, I will be talking with you about Marie Glossenkamp Perez. Please rate each statement on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that statement is a very convincing reason to support Marie Glossenkamp Perez for Congress. 5 means it is somewhat convincing reason. And 0 means that it is not at all a convincing reason to support her for Congress. You may use any number between 0 and 10. In February 2020, Marie Glossenkamp Perez miscarried at 16 weeks pregnant. She was told her life was at risk without an immediate abortion, and Planned Parenthood was the only clinic that could see her. And so, after the tragedy of losing her pregnancy, Marie had to walk through a wall of protesters to get the care she needed. Marie believes women have the right to control their own bodies, period, and we can count on her to stand up for reproductive rights and fight back against the politicians who want to make women's decisions for them. Do you consider that statements are convincing to vote for her? Very convincing, somewhat convincing, or not convincing at all, from 0 to 10?
Maybe 3.
Maybe three, not very convincing at all, right? Thank you.
Yeah, my opinion is abortion needs to be only conducted when there is a medical threat.
Okay.
Or teenage pregnancy or whatever, but the abortion, let's say, if there is in the family, when there is a husband and wife and they do the abortion, that's ridiculous.
Your opinion is extremely important. I understand.
Yeah, it's extremely important. And one more thing, maybe, you don't know, let's say I'm white, and I see the white population is shrinking, and when white women do the abortions, that kind of feels not good to me, you know.
And, yes.
Yeah.
I understand.
Because let's say, you know the country Nigeria?
Yeah. I've heard of it.
You know what's population? How much people?
No.
How many?
Not
people?
Very much.
That's
no.
200 million.
Wow.
And they grow very fast, and probably the problem number one is them to reduce that birth rate, to reduce, bring it down. But other countries, let's say especially European countries and white countries, the problem is opposite. You need to improve the birth rate. Bring up instead of. So abortions in that case for me is kind of crazy thing. I don't know. It's my personal
opinion. Your opinion is important under this very controversial situation, sir. Thank you. Marie Clausen, the next statement. Yeah, the next statement.
My personal opinion.
Your personal opinion is what we care about, sir. Thank you so much. The next statement says Marie Glossenkamp Perez shows up. She listens to our community and takes our concerns back to Congress. For instance, Marie made improving local infrastructure a priority and succeeded in securing the $600 million needed to repair the I-5 bridge, which will create local jobs and improve traffic and commerce throughout the region. She also sponsored bills to expand childcare in rural Washington, helping bring down costs for families. Marie listens to us and works to find solutions to our real-world problems. That's a different kind of leader. Do you find that not convincing at all, somewhat convincing, or very convincing, from 0 to 10?
So she's supporting the construction of a bridge, that's what you're saying?
Yeah, pretty much to repair a bridge, exactly, to improve local infrastructure being a priority. Would you vote for
that? That's very important.
Would you what number would you use from 0 to 10 in that case?
10.
10, right? You find very convincing to vote for her if she's basically what you asked me first, right? Based on what.
We will see. I will see what.
Exactly. So that's
what
exactly what we're trying to
do. Different
exactly
things.
What she stands on. The next statement says Marie Glossenkamp Perez is a true independent voice for our district, and she doesn't play partisan political games. Sorry. Marie has broken with the Democratic Party on several key votes in Congress. Rather than voting the party line, she voted her conscience and did what she thought was best for our district. As the Colombian stated, quote, such independence is refreshing, particularly for a first-term representative, so is Perez's sense of duty to her district rather than party. From 0 to 10?
I didn't get that. Sorry.
No worries. Would you say that it's very convincing, somewhat convincing, or not convincing at all from 0 to 10? The fact that she is a true independent voice for a district, she doesn't play...
It's kind of convincing, yeah.
It's kind of convincing, maybe somewhat convincing, 5, 4, or 6?
5.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that. One moment, please. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. It is okay if you didn't, but I'd like to ask again, if the election for Congress in the 3rd District were held today, would you vote for Democrat Marie Glossenkamp Perez or Republican Joe Kent?
Like I told you before, I have right to work for to vote for the Democrat because I'm a registered Republican. It's You would still vote for the Republican. Yeah, because I'm
okay.
Vote for the Republican, not the Democrat one.
Correct.
Go ahead.
Oh no, just letting you know that we are almost done. We're very, 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 very advanced in the actual survey. So now I am going to read you some doubts or concerns that some people have raised about one of the candidates running the Congress. For Congress, in this case, I will be talking with you about Joe Kent. Others will hear statements about the other candidate. Please rate each statement on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means the statement gives you a serious doubt about supporting Joe Kent for Congress, 5 means it gives you some doubts, and 0 means it doesn't give you any doubts at all about supporting Joe Kent for Congress. You may use any number between 0 and 10. The first statement says, Joe Kent supports an extreme and dangerous abortion ban. This ban would force women and girls to give birth if they became pregnant, even in cases of rape, incest, or life-threatening complications. If elected, Kent will destroy our freedom to decide for ourselves if and when to have children. Families deserve to make their own decisions without politicians interfering. Does that cause any serious doubt on you, some doubt, or no doubt about voting for him, sir, from 0 to 10?
Is it really true that he stands for banning abortion, all kind of abortion? I don't know that.
Some people have raised to find out about him.
Before, I cannot answer this question because I'm not sure.
Don't worry. So you refuse to answer this question, right? No worries.
Because mm-hmm. it sounds too bad, you know. Because if the person, that person stands for any kind against any kind of abortions, and even if it's rape or incest, or is, no, that's no. I refuse to answer this question.
I need to
look at it first.
Exactly.
Okay.
That's the idea of the survey. Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Correct. So the next statement on him, it says, we can trust Joe Kent to put what's best for working families above the big special interest bankroll in his campaign. Instead of protecting Social Security, he wants to privatize
Sorry, sir. That's it. I'm done. I need to go.
Oh, we're almost done, sir. These are actually the last questions.